Hi, friends, and welcome to today's episode of Courage in the Calling. I'm so excited about today's conversation with Jen Carman. Jen is an accredited certified professional coach on a mission to inspire others to see their careers as more than just a job. At 41, she rewrote her own story when she stepped away from her long-term career in the legal industry and now loves helping others do the same. Jen and I connected as I entered into my own season of transition when I stepped away from my career, and we immediately developed a relationship beyond coach and client. Jen has played a pivotal role in bringing courage and the calling to fruition and has truly become a dear friend and encourager. In this episode, Jen shares her journey moving from successful corporate career to business owner and her aha moments along the way. So grab your coffee or drink of choice and enjoy our conversation with Jen. Hi, friend, and welcome to Courage in the Calling. I'm your host, Taylor Morgan, a 30-something mom, quickly approaching 40, with 2 decades of experience in the financial industry, who found herself at a crossroads and made the decision to step away from my comfortable corporate life in search of something more aligned and fulfilling. I'm here to share conversations with brave souls who, like me, took the leap into the unknown. We'll dive deep into their journeys, discussing the whys and hows of following their callings. Whether you are contemplating a major life change or have already drawn your line in the sand, this is a space for you. From unexpected twists to valuable lessons and practical advice, we'll explore the realities of transitioning careers and lives. If you've ever felt that inner calling but hesitated to answer, or if you're currently navigating a big, scary decision, consider this podcast your sanctuary, a place to find inspiration, guidance, and a community of kindred spirits who've walked that path. Courage in the Calling is not just a title. It's a mantra for anyone daring to redefine their path and embrace the unknown. So lean in and hit that subscribe button, because here you've found your people. If you're ready to embrace the courage it takes to follow your calling, you're in the right place. Welcome to Courage in the Calling. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, Jen.
Hello.
Hi, welcome. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so excited to be chatting with you. So, Jen, let's just jump right in. Walk us through your story of transition. Tell us about that season, about that time. What did that look like for you?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be on your podcast and to be here today. So I'll just jump right in. Prior to becoming a full-time career coach and consultant in early 2023, I had a career of almost 20 years in global law firms as a talent acquisition and development leader. You hear the word law firms, and as you might imagine, it was a really demanding work environment. Just over time, I found that it really no longer aligned with my personal values and the aspirations I had for myself, both personally and professionally. And so fast forward to, the start of the pandemic, and that is kind of really where I started to have these feelings like I was trying to, climb this ladder that really I just didn't want to be climbing anymore. I think I'd had these feelings long before the pandemic started, but I think I just suppressed them because I couldn't imagine a different path for myself. I had experience, like I said, 20 years in law firms, which is a really niche industry. And any past attempts I had made to, try and do talent in other industries had been unsuccessful. And so I feel like I just kind of stayed on this hamster wheel, and I felt like I was just going through the motions. And I just didn't know how to get off. I think for so many people, myself included, the pandemic just, it brought so much to the forefront, and I felt like kind of forced me to start dealing with these feelings that I was having, right? And so for me, that was the beginning of carving out this new career path for myself. And so, I started thinking, what do I really enjoy about my job? What do I not enjoy about my job? What kind of work environment do I want to be in? And, what do I want my personal life to look like? Where do I want to be able to live? All of these things were kind of going through my mind. But for purposes of the podcast, you know, I'll focus on the positive, which is what I enjoyed most about my job. And so as I was, you know, giving a lot of thought to that, it was really the coaching aspect of my job that I had, you know, so being able to help others navigate these various stages of their careers, right? From the time they came in as a lawyer straight out of law school up until the time they made partner 10 years later. I mean, obviously there's a lot of growth that happens during that time period, and a lot of skills that you need to develop and whatnot in order to be successful. And so, you know, again, helping, you know, employees overcome those obstacles, providing support, kind of being a sounding board, you know, that was what I really loved. And so, you know, around that time, you were starting to hear more about professional coaching certifications. You know, I think it's a career that's been on the rise. And so, you know, the first step I took was ultimately deciding, okay, I'm going to get my coaching certification, which was about a year long process that I did while I was still employed. So yeah, that was the first big step that I took.
Okay. So I think this is why you and I connected so quickly on such a deep level, because I can relate to everything in your story, right? Our paths are so parallel. It's really incredible. And I consider myself so lucky to have found you in a transition coach. So, you know, as I shared with the audience in the intro, that's how you and I connected, as I was walking through my own season of transition. And I feel like we connected immediately right away. And in that season for me, I had so many conversations where individuals would share with me that they had been where I had been and they had walked the path that I had walked. You know, even though everyone's journey looks a little bit different, they had been through a very similar season and you were one of those individuals. And so as this ideal, this dream, this calling for the podcast was coming to fruition, I knew that I wanted you to come on and share your experience just because you shared so openly and so kindly with me. And a lot of what you and I talked about was a catalyst for me continuing to pursue making sure this podcast got launched. So I'm so appreciative of that. So walk us through how you decided. You said it was a year-long process, getting your certification. So, and I know there are so many out there. You and I have talked about this for me, and I was like, how in the world did you decide which one was right for you? So can you walk the listeners through that in case there is someone listening who's also considering that path for themselves?
Absolutely. You know, I really started by reaching out to those in my network who I knew had completed a professional coaching certification program. And the one that I ultimately decided on, IPEC, is one that, you know, just kept coming up. And I had people both, you know, that had been in my industry and people outside of my industry, you know, just had the best things to say about it. And so, you know, the big thing, though, if you're thinking about becoming a professional coach is, you know, you want to make sure you choose a program that is ICF accredited. It's kind of, you know, the gold standard in professional coaching certifications. And you'll see oftentimes in job descriptions, you know, if a coaching certification is required, they often ask for, you know, ICF. So that's an important thing to look for. You know, but I had the best experience with IPEC. If there's any listeners out there that are, you know, interested in learning more about it, I'm always happy to talk. I'm an IPEC ambassador. You know, it was going through that coaching program was truly the best thing I could have done for myself, both personally and professionally. I think the biggest surprise was I had no idea how much I would learn about myself going through this program. You know, as a coach, you have to be able to, you know, hold space for others, right? And so part of that is making sure that you do have that space to hold, which, you know, requires a lot of introspect, right? And looking inwards at yourself and, you know, where you are in life and your life experiences, and how those have really shaped, you know, your beliefs and how you approach just every situation in life.
That's incredible. I strongly encourage, regardless of, I feel like whether
there's someone pursuing a certification specifically, I think finding a program or something that will walk you through those activities, regardless of whether you're trying to become a professional coach, is really important, right? Walking through that introspection and periodically taking stock of where you are in life and career and asking yourself and being really honest about, do I like what I see when I lift my head and look around at my life?
I love
that. Am I happy with where I am? Am I happy with the trajectory? And then being okay if the answer is no.
Yeah.
And then knowing what those next steps might be or exploring what they might be. So thank you for sharing that with us. So during that time, Jen, as you're thinking about stepping away from this tenured career in a very niche area where it sounds like you've been very successful, are you having conversations with individuals in your network or family or friends about this thought of stepping away and starting, you know, your own business? And what was the response there?
Yes, I was having conversations. I would say particularly with family and friends who, you know, really could not have been more supportive. I think those that, you know, knew me best knew that I, you know, had not been feeling particularly fulfilled in recent years in my career. And, you know, they had heard me time and time again say, oh, I want to do something different, but I don't know what to do. Right. And so I think everyone was, you know, really, really supportive and just happy for me when I kind of figured out, okay, I think this is, you know, what I want to do and what feels right to me. And likewise, there were a lot of people in my network, I think, that were great sounding boards for, you know, various career paths within coaching and whatnot that frankly, I just didn't know existed. I mean, I have to tell you, you know, a year and a half ago, I had no idea that the actual coaching that I'm doing right now for, you know, both of these organizations that I contract for, I had no idea those things existed. So I have to say, I'm not sure what path I thought I would be on. And I will say this too, when I decided to get my coaching certification, I still, you know, I knew that I was interested in becoming certified and that I loved coaching and whatnot, but I still, even then, couldn't exactly envision, like, okay, well, what am I going to do with this afterwards, right? So, yeah, it's just been, it's been a wild and really wonderful ride over this last year.
And that's amazing. So that was going to be my next question. Can you share with us some of those aha moments? I know you mentioned, you know, you help your clients encounter their own aha moments as they're walking their journey. Can you, would you be willing to share with us some of your own aha moments of, as you've made this transition from employee to running your own business?
Oh my gosh. Yes. So many aha moments. I have learned a lot over this last year. You know, I think one thing was for me, you know, getting really clear, and I recommend anyone do this, and it kind of, you know, going back to what you said a few minutes ago about, you know, making sure that you're taking stock every once in a while, but, you know, it's getting really, really clear on, you know, your values, your strengths, and your whys. The why is the big one, right? You know, why am I doing this? Like, what gets me out of bed every day? What gets me excited? And, you know, when I really, really dug into that and started identifying what those were for me, a lot made sense in my head. I kind of felt like, okay, well, no wonder for probably, you know, the last several years, I've kind of felt like I'm trying to put this square peg into a round hole because, you know, I wasn't in environments that were playing to my strengths anymore. I wasn't in environments that were playing to my values. And so that was a big aha moment for me. You know, my personal values after going through a lot of exercises, I mean, I can tell you my top three, they are independence, flexibility, and work-life balance. And as you can imagine, like those are three things that probably don't work so well in, you know, a professional services environment, and that's okay. So that was a big one. The other one was, I think, knowing what motivates you. And that's been something that I've learned along the way, because I'm not really sure what was motivating me before, to be candid with you, my paycheck. But yep. I now know what motivates me is just this feeling that I'm helping others. I mean, I find my work so rewarding every day. And I like to tell people I no longer have the Sunday scaries. Like, I genuinely look forward to getting up every day and being on Zooms with my clients all day long. And it's just, it's a really rewarding job. And that's what keeps me going. So I think those are two of my big aha moments that I've kind of had about myself throughout this journey.
I can absolutely relate. I was sharing on a friend's podcast recently that I walked away from a career making more money than I ever thought would have ever been possible based on just my experience and education. And we all have our own self-limiting beliefs, right? And there was some who do I think I am? Like, how in the world did I get here? And how am I in this seat? And they call it imposter syndrome, right? There was a lot of imposter syndrome going on. And so it took me a long time to wrap my mind around the fact that even with the amount of money I'm making, I am not happy.
Yeah.
And am I really considering leaving this on the table? And the more time that passed, the more I realized I absolutely am, because it's not worth it. You know, you get to a point where, what is it, a state of diminishing return, where it doesn't matter how much money you're making, it's not going to fill whatever that space is inside that is just empty or is hurting or calling out for something different.
Another aha moment, you know, that I have every day. You know, a paycheck is not worth your happiness, right? I mean, any day absolutely. Of the week, like, your well-being, you know, that's the most important thing, I think. And I agree, like, I think there's a lot of limiting beliefs that come up when you're exploring a career change. And, you know, similar to what you just said, one of mine was, I can't take a paycheck. Well, I did, and I am, and I'm fine. You know, sure, my lifestyle has changed, but every day I think, wow, this is, you know, so worth it. And I think another limiting belief that probably a lot of mid-career changers have is just, you know, like, for me, it was, I've invested 20 years in this industry, right? Like, why turn back now? But then it's like, when you reframe it, I mean, I still have 20 or 25 more years of work ahead of me, right? So, you know, it's really, it feels like you're so far, but really you still have this, I still have my whole second career ahead of me.
I love the way that you framed that. And I don't know that even I in my season really thought, I just knew I couldn't do it anymore, but it felt very in the moment.
Yeah.
So to take a step back and say, well, yes, I've done this for this long, but I am in, you know, I'm planning to be in the workforce for this much time. Can I do this for this much longer? And for some, you know, who have been holding on to a calling for, you know, for however long they may have had it, right? Most of the time, I feel like our adult lives are spent holding on to these things that we're waiting for permission to let out into the world, to release into the world. So to think then, am I going to hold on to this thing for the next 25 years? That's, you really have to sit in that. And that's a real decision point.
Yes.
Man, I love the way you framed that. Thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
So Jen, looking back, if you could share some advice or a message with the Jen of that time going through that transition season, knowing what you know now, what would you want her to know?
Oh gosh. I think I would say, you know, don't wait so long to begin making a change. Think, you don't have to have all of the answers figured out, right? And you don't have to go all in with something. I think there's a lot of ways that, you know, for instance, if you are gainfully employed and you're thinking about trying something else, right? You know, there's a lot of, you know, low risk things that you can be doing on the side, right? Whether it's part-time work, it's volunteer work to dip your toe in and see if you like doing this. You know, consulting work, contracting, you know, just feeling, you know, you can start trying things before going all in, right? And so, I mean, why wait? You can start now. Don't feel like you've got to have it all figured out in order to make a change. So, you know, that's definitely one piece of advice that comes to mind.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do what I did.
Yeah. I mean, I ultimately ended up taking a sabbatical. I mean, that was kind of like first big step was getting the coaching certification, excuse me. And then, you know, the second big step didn't come until almost 2 years later after I got my coach. I mean, I still stayed in, you know, on my hamster wheel. I had my certification, but even then I was like, okay, but what am I going to do with it? You know? And then ultimately I just reached a point where I was like, you know, I woke up and said, I can't do this anymore. I feel like every day I am like faking it through the day and trying to be engaged and trying to pretend like, you know, and that's hard for me because I'm authentic and it's hard for me to pretend like I'm, you know, really into something that I'm not into. And it just, I think over time, like it just was exhausting, you know? And so I finally said, you know what, I think I'm going to take a few months off from the workforce and take a little career break and figure out, okay, what am I going to do with my coaching certification? Right. And what is this really going to look like for me? You know, and that was kind of where I started doing a lot of that values exploration, right? And so feeling like, okay, I don't want to go back to a corporate job. I don't want to go back to an office. I like being a remote worker. I want to be able to, you know, live wherever I want to live and not somewhere for a job. So again, that's kind of that it was really just kind of having some time, which I was really fortunate to be able to do, to get it all figured out.
Yes. I love that you chose to baby step it essentially. And I think it's really important that individuals understand, one, everyone's journey is going to look a little bit different. While you had the opportunity to choose to step away and take some time, some are forced into a season of transition and may not have that luxury. So we do want to recognize that. However, having that time and space can still be leveraged, right? Regardless of how we found ourselves in the circumstance, to take the opportunity to do those self-assessments and that reflection and really identify, okay, and shift that perspective to see it as an opportunity to say, hey, I do get a chance to start over.
Yes.
If I get to choose to start over, how do I want to use that opportunity?
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and I know, the individuals that we have around us and the voices that we let in those times is so, so important. I know that one individual that I spoke to early on in my transition process flat out told me, you can't switch careers right now. Like you can't choose a new industry. That's not going to work out well for you. And I was like, but I'm not that old. You know, but that was really devastating for me. So I'd had so many people saying, hey, I've been where you are and it's going to be okay. And I love what you said earlier about the fact that, yes, you did take a pay cut, but you know what? You're okay. You've adjusted that expectation, right? So you have settled into, hey, I may be giving up some of the luxuries that I had before, but it's so worth it for getting to choose the life that I have now and the career that I have now. So I love that you identified that. But having that person tell me, and this was a coach, someone who's supposed to be giving people advice. But that's why I say it's so, so important. And I've said it in a previous podcast. It's so important to do a deep reflection of the relationships that you have around you and your network and who it is that you're allowing to offer advice on your life. So important. It can make all the difference. So that, for all of the great things that people were saying, all of the encouragement I was getting, that one voice is the voice that I sat on for longer than I should have. Right. So, and I'm still in my transition season. I don't know where I'm going to land ultimately. But it may be in the same industry and it may not be, but to have someone say, well, that's not an option for you, was a blow at first, but I'm also the type of individual, and Jen, I feel like you're probably pretty similar. Then it just made me mad.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Watch me.
Yes. It's just fuel that determination and motivation. And you are such a talent, and I have no doubt that you will be successful and can find something in any industry that you want to.
I really appreciate that. That means the world to me. Jen, if you could leave a message, piece of advice, encouragement with our listeners today, what would you want to share with them?
You know, I think I would just say, I know it sounds cliche, but it's never too late. It is never too late to make a change. And like I said earlier, I firmly believe that your health, your well-being, all of that, it outweighs, you know, being unhappy at work any day. You know, I kind of believe in this whole person approach that, you know, if you are unhappy in your personal life, it's probably going to bleed over into your professional life. And if you're unhappy in your professional life, it may bleed over into your personal life, right? And so I just think that, you know, check in with yourself. And I think that was great advice you gave earlier. And be proactive in managing your career. You know, I know you shouldn't have regrets, but like, I really do wish that 10 years ago I had, started this whole process of being like, okay, do I really like what I'm doing? Right. So I would say, it's never too late to make a change, be proactive in managing your career, get really clear on what your values are and what your why is, and, you know, align your professional life accordingly. And take care of yourself, because, you know, without our health and, well-being, you know, we can't show up for ourselves or for others if we're not in a good spot.
That is such amazing advice. I wish I'd had someone like a Jen in my life much, much earlier. So definitely cherish having you now. Fun story. So again, when you find your people, like you have to hold on to them and hold them dear. So you don't know this yet, because the podcast, as of the time that we're recording this, actually hasn't launched.
Okay.
Right, we're not launching until April 1. And so, first of all, thank you for taking a risk and showing up on a podcast.
I'm so honored that you asked. I mean, the universe.
No, of course.
In many ways, and I feel like you and I were together for a reason.
Yes, absolutely. I 100% believe that. So I was just working out the outro the other day and playing with verbiage. And I was like, I really want to leave the audience with something to remember, something, you know, that is encouraging, and something they can take with them. And I settled on, remember, it's never too late to start again.
Oh, look at that. Just in sync with each other.
If we are so in sync, I love it. I love it. My people. I found my people. And finding your people as an adult is really hard.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I agree. So glad that we found each other.
Yeah, me too. Me too, Jim. So if our listeners would like to connect with you further after the show today, what's the best way for them to find you?
You can find me on LinkedIn at Jen Carman, Carman, or you can email me at jen@jcarmancoaching.com.
Awesome. And we'll make sure to include all of Jen's information in the show notes as well. Jen, thank you so, so much for being on the podcast today.
I loved this. I'm so proud of you for starting this. You're going to be amazing.
Thank you so much. That means the world to me. We are going to talk again soon. I hope that you're getting settled in your new place with your new freedom to work wherever you want.
The adventure begins. It's my new coffee mug. I bought the day I moved here.
I love that. You know, I'm a coffee mug connoisseur, so that's a great mug. I support that one. I love it. Thank you so much, Jen.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of Courage and the Calling.
If you enjoyed the conversation, please make sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform. And if you feel led, please also share and leave us a review to help other friends find us. For more resources and deeper connection, please visit the website at courageinthecalling.com. If you or someone you know has navigated a big, scary transition and would like to share your journey, please email me at podcast@courageinthecalling.com. Remember, it's never too late to start again.